Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and Ranking Member Bennett and the other members of the committee for having this hearing. I first and most importantly want to thank Senator Wyden and Senator Grassley. I am clearly standing on their shoulders. They have been tilling in this field for years and years, and they have been the leaders on this issue. I am happy to join their cause and perhaps provide some of that obnoxiously pushy passion that can maybe get this across the finish line. I have a feeling that this is one of the traditions of the Senate that's going to take some obnoxiously pushy passion to actually end. This practice reminds me of my kids when they were very little, when I'd watch them play in the backyard and one of them would try to get the other one to do something and then they would stick out their tongue, put their hands on their hips and say, "Try to make me." This is an issue where senators have voted shamefully, shamefully. Senators have voted for Senator Grassley's and Senator Wyden's proposals and taken on the cloak of accountability and reform, and then behind closed doors have participated in the very practice they voted to end. That is the definition of cowardice. That is the definition of a tradition that really smears the good name of the United States Senate. That is not what this body is about. That is not the kind of people that should be in the Senate, and that is the kind of practice that we need to finally, once and for all, end. Imagine the public humiliation that would have occurred yesterday when there was a unanimous consent that was successfully shepherded through the Senate, and there were 64 people that were confirmed, and there were a handful of them that had been on the executive calendar for months and months and months, and yet there was not one negative vote against their nomination. Not one negative vote. They hung out on that executive calendar for months on end because someone wanted them to, but we will never know who it was. And what would have their explanation been to the press yesterday and to the people they represent when they voted to confirm after months and months and months? They don't want to have to make that explanation. That's why the secret hold has such a powerful hold on the body, because you can avoid accountability. This is a very simple message. This is not about ending the hold. I respect the tradition of the Senate on hold. It should be a senator's prerogative to object to anything that's trying to be done unanimously. But there is no good reason for it to be done in the darkness of night. The simple message is there are now 68 senators I'm representing at this microphone this morning. 56 Democrats, 2 independents that caucus with the Democratic Party, and 10 Republicans. They have all said, in writing, they want to abolish the secret hold, and they will not participate in secret holds. The secret holds are a courtesy granted to senators at the expense of our democracy. And our democracy is only as strong as the faith the American people have in it. They must believe that it truly is a democracy. And the hit our democracy is taking at the expense of secret holds is not worth the convenience to senators to avoid the accountability. This is a political era where I think it is obvious that secret holds have been used by both sides of the aisle as a political tool, not as a method to take more time to learn about a nominee or to get questions answered, but as a political tool in the overarching game of the success of our team is the failure of the other team. And I indict both parties for this conduct. It is not just the Republican Party that is now in the minority. I think both parties are guilty of it. And it is that game that the success of our party is defined by the failure of yours that is leading to the cynicism that is rampant in America right now about what we have chosen for careers. And I can't blame them, especially if we can't find it within ourselves to do away with the secret hold. If we can do away with the secret hold, then I think we maybe will be striking the note that America is looking for, that we can, on a bipartisan basis, say there are certain traditions here that maybe aren't such a good idea anymore, that openness and transparency is what the people of this country deserve. This is an urgent matter. We have laws on the books, but they are not enforceable. I look forward to working with this committee and with Senator Grassley and Senator Wyden to find the right approach that is enforceable. The attempts have been incredibly important that Senator Grassley and Senator Wyden have made to end this practice. But the problem is the enforcement. That's where the rub is. That's where senators want to avoid those uncomfortable moments that they are going to be called on the carpet and enforced to name who they are holding and why. That is the key here. And in the coming days, I will be working as hard as I know how with Senator Grassley and Senator Wyden through their leadership and the leadership of this committee to find the right approach so that we can get this done once and for all. I think America deserves it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Well, I want to thank all three of our colleagues for really excellent and passionate testimony. I have to say, after all the years that Senator Wyden, Grassley, and McCaskill have worked on secret holds, I believe it's an idea whose time has truly come in not just de jure, if you will, but de facto, relating to Senator McCaskill's point. So we're going to work together to end secret holds, and I commit to the three of you today that I'll work with you to achieving that end.